It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty. Well, we are live this morning on Voices of Courage. So I want to welcome everybody to the show. This show today is a show that I believe will change your life, change you into a gratitude master, and also you're going to learn some other really pertinent life-giving strategies and understanding so that you can take your life to a completely new level. You know, listen, it takes courage to let go of everything that we've known about ourselves and known about others, and to start to really deeply connect to ourselves. It takes courage to release the chapters of our life that have been filled with misunderstanding, harms, resentments, regrets, mistakes, and turn to love. I'm talking about a love that's so deep that it shatters the darkness within our souls and awakens us to ongoing gratitude. You know, we're all on a quest to find happiness, to find fulfillment, to find permanent love in our life. And, you know, for me, it's always started with compassion and gratitude. And, of course, some service to others as we go along, right? You know, but along my journey, I've learned how to forgive, how to release, how to let go, how to surrender anything that's stopping me from feeling more joy, more happiness, and more love in our lives. I think this show is very pertinent to the time of Thanksgiving, because a lot of times we're going to be seeing family and friends, and sometimes there's little pieces that are stuck inside of us, or we're judging them in a harsh way. So I hope that this show will be a great benefit to you. And if you don't know, my name's Ken D. Foster, and I am the host today on our show, which we're calling The Courage to Express Gratitude. All righty. So as I mentioned, you know, we are all on a road to awaken ourselves, to help other people awaken along the way. And, you know, that road, as I mentioned earlier, starts with compassion. It's compassion to really start to let go of how we see people, how we see ourselves, and be able to dive deeply into a place of gratitude so that we can start to express gratitude in a way maybe we never have. Now, what does it mean to express gratitude? Well, I have a little story I'd like to tell you. And today the story comes, I found it on the internet under thetappingsolution.com, thetappingsolution.com. So there was a little blind boy. He was sitting on the steps of a building with his hat by his feet, and he held up a sign which said, "I'm a blind, please help." The sign said, "I'm blind, please help." And there are only a few coins in that hat and a little spare change that people have put in that. But there was a man walking by, and he took out a few coins from his pocket and dropped them into the hat there. And then he decided to pick up the sign. And he picked up the sign, turned it over, and he wrote something on that sign, right? And later, you know, that all of a sudden the little boy's hat started filling up with money more and more and more as people came by. Later that afternoon, the man came by that had changed the sign. He returned to see how things were going. And the boy recognized his footsteps. Even though he couldn't see him, he could hear him. And he asked that man, he said, "Were you the one that changed my sign this morning?" And he said, yeah. The man said, "Yeah." And the little boy said, "Well, what did you write?" And the man said, "I only wrote the truth. I said what you said in a different way." And what he had said, of course, was that, "I'm blind. Can you help?" But the man wrote, "Today is a beautiful day, but I can see." Both signs spoke the truth, but the first sign simply said the boy was blind, while the second sign conveyed to everybody how grateful they should be to be able to see. Now, that's really what we do when we express gratitude, right? Expressing gratitude is not just saying how grateful we are for things. That's a great place to start. But expressing it is really finding places, people in the world that we can really help them to take their lives to a new level. And of course, during this time of Thanksgiving with our families, gosh, isn't it cool if we walked into those family meetings during the holidays and just thought to ourselves, if I were courageous, how would I connect to the person I have misjudged or don't like in my family setting? Or what could I do differently to be of greater service? Or who can have more compassion with and understand their story and why they show up the way they do? You know, if we do that, we're going to have a much better experience in our life. All right, listen, before I take my break, I do want to introduce my guest. Her name is Lisa Maribel. She is the founder of the Lisa Maribel Foundation, a foundation that was created to serve and empower single-parent homes. And she is dedicated, and the organization is dedicated to creating strong, sustainable home environments where both parent and children can thrive physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And she has, her foundation provides support, educational programs, and resources to hundreds of foster kids and survivors of domestic violence and rescued from the sex trafficking industry. Lisa, I'm so happy to have you on our show. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. I'm very grateful to be here today.
Lisa, how did you start the foundation? I know you were born in the Dominican Republic. Did you have a similar challenge when you came up?
Actually, I had a very good childhood in Dominican Republic, and I moved to America. And as I was growing up and going to school here, I got married. I faced a few challenges myself with cancer, and I was in a very challenging marriage, and I had to walk away from that. And during that transition, I found myself struggling, losing my jobs, having to go through all different type of cancer treatment. You know, you're not yourself. And all those challenges brought me back to what is important in the world. As I started developing sense of gratitude for the challenges I went through and the life that I was starting to build up, I started becoming of service to communities that were facing similar situation as me. And as a single mom, I didn't want to see my child ever have to face any of the challenges other kids in America have been facing.
Well, I think that's really important work, and I do have to take a break. But when I come back, what I want to do is I want to talk to you specifically about using the power of the mind to overcome some of the challenges that you have and how you use that in the organization to really help children to thrive. So I'll be right back, and we'll be talking about that when we come back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So I want to thank all of you on Facebook and everywhere else that you're watching our show today. It's a powerful show. We're calling it the Courage to Embrace Gratitude. And for those of you that are new to our show, we just picked up some new stations. I know we're in 160 countries right now. So if you're just listening to us the first time, this show is all about helping you to see things that you've never seen before, do things that you've never do before, and be able to step up your life in ways that will really help you to become all you were meant to be. And I just want to mention, too, I have a new book out there. It's called The Courage to Change Everything. That book is took me about 6 years to write, but what it'll help you do is reprogram your thinking for success on a daily basis. It only takes about 10 minutes a day to work with that book. And you will change the way you think. And as within, so without. As you change the inside, the outside will start out picturing in different ways. Your life will get better and better. You can pick it up at couragetochange.us. Again, couragetochange.us. And what else do I want to say? Oh, we have a couple of new sponsors on our show. actually new networks, and I want to give a shout out to both of them. We have talkradio.nyc, that's Talk Radio New York City, talkradio.nyc, and also biztalkradio.com. Both networks are dedicated to empowering and uplifting and educating our listeners to become the best they can be. They host topics such as business, consciousness, nonprofits, personal development, and much more. Again, that's talkradio.nyc or BizTalk Radio. All righty, back to my guest here. I'm in studio with Lisa Maribel, and Lisa is an amazing being who has who has founded a nonprofit. So, Lisa, let's talk about again the power, you know, of this nonprofit and how you're helping children and parents mold their minds so that they can have make better choices. How do you do that?
Like you mentioned earlier, it starts from within. When you start developing gratitude and the sense of connection with yourself, you feel more connected with the outside world. You feel more connected and more compelled into helping and more talkative with people and getting to understand what is it that they're going through. Developing that sense of compassion. And once you start being so open that way and people start connecting with you, they ask you, how do you do that? How do you go from being homeless and having to deal with cancer to becoming so successful again and getting a full-time job? It started with meditation. And my first meditation of the day was a gratitude meditation coming from the heart. And that allowed me to connect me deeper with a sense of love and started developing better communication and more positive thinking started developing within myself without even noticing. So once I started embracing on that positivity and sharing it with the world, everything started changing. So I'm helping teenagers mostly to develop that sense of connection, that once you step into that power of positivity, even the biggest challenges and stress, they start melting away. And it's all done through meditation, gratitude, and conscious connectedness.
That's really great, Lisa. I don't know of too many organizations that are really putting meditation at the forefront yet. But I predict that it'll be around the world very shortly. So many people are opening up shortly within the next 100 years. But, you know, shortly in relativity of time, because, you know, what you said, positivity, power, passion, love, purpose, everything comes from meditation. It comes right into our consciousness. And when somebody has an experience of that, all of a sudden their lives get better and better. By the way, on the nonprofit, if people want to contribute to the nonprofit or find out about it, I know you gave me a website. It's called the LisaMaribelFoundation.org. And yes. That's LISLIZA. But make sure you put in THELIZA, Maribel, MARIBEL, Foundation.org. So they can find you there. So how important is meditation to these kids?
It is important because they're being able to connect with those pieces of traumas and anger and any blockages that they've been facing from feeling rejected or feeling like they're less than. Once they connect with the true of who they are, their authentic true self through meditation, they're able to realize their potential. They're able to smile more. They're able to feel happy.
That's so great. How do you get kids? How old do you start the children in this meditation technique? And how do you get them to participate?
Between 12 to 18 years old. And the way that I started was a small group in my own house. And then as I started developing more, I started gathering more kids. There's a center in Oakland. It's one of the not very privileged areas of Oakland. And those parents actually go to that center to ask for help to pay for their bills and get food. And some of the kids that belong to those families, I'm able to take 2 hours a week and work with them.
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, and you know,
we talk about positivity, okay? Positivity. I had a woman yesterday that came to me, and she said, you know, I've been experiencing these deep levels of depression, deep levels of negative thought. And she said at one point she got to a place that was so dark, and she realized that she had to turn her focus, her energy, her passion, her powers. She had to turn it to the light. She had to turn it to positivity. She had to start thinking positive things. She had to go into gratitude. She had to wake up morning and night, be in gratitude, but even more surrender to this part of her that would help her to become all she was meant to be. Is this what's happening? Do we have to do this? Is this something you do when you're starting with the kids?
Yes. For me, that was actually my starting point. And using the power of positivity, it allowed me to understand that there was so much more to me in my life that I was able to accomplish, that I was called to do in this planet. And when you look at some of those children, especially the foster children, they feel that this is it, that this is how their life is going to be the rest of their life. But when you start working with them into the power of positivity, they get to see that their dreams can actually come true, that there is so much more potential for them in life once they connect with that within power.
That's awesome, Lisa. Well, listen, when I come back from my break, I want to talk to you about the power of affirmation, how to use it, what affirmations might work to really help children and of course adults too, but we're focusing on the children right now, to really start to make a difference, change their lives and become all they are meant to be. So I'll be right back in just a moment.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host. And today our show is called The Courage to Embrace Your Gratitude. Before I get back to my guest, Lisa Maribel, who is from the Dominican Republic and has founded this amazing foundation called the Lisa Maribel Foundation, I want to make a call out to women in the San Diego area. If you're that's you, then pay attention, because there's an organization out there called Women's Wisdom. You can find them online at womenswisdom.net. And these are women that are making a difference in each other's lives. They've been doing this for since 1991. They have some of the San Diego's and around the country, the most top speakers, women speakers in the world, come through these doors. And so if you want to connect with women that are really there to support you and help take your life to the next level, I encourage you to check them out, womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Also, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends know about our show. You can listen to us day and night now if you just tell Cortana or Siri or Alexa, just play Voices of Courage podcast. No matter where we are in the world, you can bring it right up. And you can listen to our shows. You can also get all the last shows, the recordings of the former shows at voicesofcourage.us. Again, voicesofcourage.us. And last but not least, I encourage you to join our Insiders Club. And our Insiders Club, we bring in special gifts from our guests. Sometimes you get tickets for really amazing events. Sometimes you get insights into what's going on behind the scenes. And we have a new series that we're launching right now, very soon. It's called our Voices of Courage Insight. We're taking our guests and we're taking a deep dive so that you can really understand how their minds work. So again, that'll all be there if you join our Insiders Club. Just go to voicesofcourage.us to join that. Lisa, welcome back. I'm so excited you're here with me today.
Thank you. I'm very
Affirmation. Let's talk about that. How do we, you know, we're affirming all the time. I mean, we're either affirming negative things or we're affirming positive things. How do you use the power of affirmation to help the children?
One of the things that I love to do is to keep it in my mind, repeat it aloud. Sometimes quiet depends on the space where I'm at. Telling myself, I am more than enough. I am enough. I am love. I am compassion. And I continue telling that to myself and teaching the kids how to use that as well. Whenever they're feeling in a situation that they have faced a situation, like, for example, somebody's going to bully them or they feel fear of coming towards another person and speak up, they use the power of affirmation. I am powerful. I am successful. I am confident. I am intelligent. And keep it within their heart and continue repeating that throughout the day.
That's really good. Yeah, we really need to have that in their heart and get that, you know, because, you know, it's not just a one-time thing a day when we're affirming, right? It's like morning, evening, afternoon. We're really trying to reprogram thinking. Is that right?
Yes. I got into the habits that actually even when I'm going to an interview or I'm going to purchase something, I always, on my way there when I'm driving, I go, things are working out for me. Things are always working out for me. And I see positive results, even the outcome that I was not expecting turns out to be even better than what I thought it was going to be.
It always does. In fact, you know, there's I say it's like magic, miracles, synchronicity. I don't know what you call it, but this synchronistic thing start happening when we start tuning in to ourself. And, you know, and I believe we have to slow down to succeed. Have you noticed that in your own life?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll give you a great example of that. I just had my first annual fundraising event on November 9th. And I needed to have somebody to be a match donor for $20,000 for the event. And I didn't have anybody on November 8th. November 9th, I woke up around 5 in the morning. I said, things are always working out for me. And this person came to my mind. And by 6:30 a.m., I made a call to that person. Would you be willing to become a matching donor for my event today for this amount of money? And that person said, yes, why not? So the power of positivity that I kept repeating myself, things are always working out for me. Things are good. This will happen. I feel like that brought up the miracle into this project.
You know, I like what you said. The affirm affirmation I heard you saying is things always work out for me. And so when you're saying that, you know, you're feeling that, you know, and you're putting that out in the world. I'm going to start using that for all my children. Hey, you know, grandchildren, right? I'm not going to mention their names on radio, but start saying that things are always working out for me. Things are always working out for me. You know, it changes. It changes our consciousness, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you being here. And again, let me mention where people can connect with you at the LisaMaribelFoundation.org. Is that correct? Any other places they can connect with you? Or is that what we want to say everybody to go right now?
That is the main website. And over there, they're going to find the Facebook link and the Instagram, which is lisa.maribel.foundation. And you guys can find me on Facebook as well as Lisa Maribel.
That's so cool. Okay. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for being part of our show today. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy. And we'll be talking soon. All righty.
Very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster here. Are you an author or a would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling authors, some of my book marketing strategists, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status at no cost to you. Learn from the experts that I use, their formulas and simple strategies to make your book a bestseller. To find out more, log on to courage2change.us/invite. courage2change.us/invite.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Voices of Courage today. Our show is called The Courage to Embrace Gratitude, and we are in a grateful place for the things that are happening in my world. I hope you're in the same place right now. It's a Thanksgiving time in our nation, and there's a lot of ways to be grateful. I want to say that one of the ways I'm giving back, and I'm grateful for all the people that have worked with me in my life to make me a best-selling author, I've contacted a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends. Excuse me, my book marketing strategist, and they're going to be teaching you how to write, market, and teach you to launch your book to a bestseller status at no cost to you. You can learn from the experts that I use and their formulas and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. By the way, if you're just learning a book or writing a book, thinking about writing a book, I'm offering the best in the nation for you to learn from how to start, write, and market your book. You can go to courage2change.us/invite. Again, courage2change.us/invite. All righty. Now, I'm so excited. My friend and inspirational officer at the Coaching from Spirit Institute for over 22 years is here with us. Her name is Sharon Wilson. She started her business while caring for her newborn baby and replaced her corporate income in about 3 months using a system given to her in meditation. Since then, she's become an internationally known expert who has mentored thousands of people to work less, make more, and have more fun in their lives using their inner and outer approach to accomplishing goals. Sharon, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Ken. I'm so grateful to be here today and grateful for your work and all you do to support folks to have courage. I was loving that segment you just had about, you know, things are always working out for me. That is actually what we say in our family all the time. You know, things always work out for us. So it was just so synchronistic that I caught, you know, that last part. So I really do appreciate that.
Well, you know what? You know, that affirmation is really powerful. And, you know, some people are listening to the show and they're going, well, that's kind of silly. But, you know, when you are in a place where things aren't working out for you, when you start affirming, you know, things always work out for me. Things always work out for me. Yeah. You start to feel a sense of peace, a sense of courage, a sense of possibility, and things get better. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Sharon, how did you get started in the work that you're doing?
Well, you know, Ken, I actually wrote about this in Jack Canfield's book, Mastering the Law of Attraction. I wrote a chapter in his book called Leap of Faith. And, you know, I was a miserable corporate executive. You know, I just didn't feel like what I was doing was, you know, making any kind of difference in the world. And I'd gotten so depressed, I just felt like there wasn't any way out. And I began thinking of, you know, leaving the planet. I just didn't see any way out of the pain. And so, you know, one night I was really in a dark place and I said, you know, if there's a God, a higher power, this would be a good time to show up. You know, and that very night I went to sleep and I had a very powerful experience, call it Hollywood sort of spiritual experience. And I wrote about it in detail in Jack's book. And by the morning, you know, I was healed of any suicidal thoughts. I mean, you know, to me, what happened is that I had this last ditch request, you know, and it opened a two-way connection to my inner guidance that anyone can have. And it just takes persistence and patience and, you know, courage. But, you know, it didn't mean my life was perfect. I mean, I had to apply what I call divine prescriptions or these divine downloads I was getting in my meditations. And I had to apply them to the challenges in my life. And I had a lot of challenges. I mean, I was in debt over $100,000 from my buying addictions. My marriage was on the rocks. And, you know, I had to be able to apply that. So little by little, I started to apply it and it turned into a system I call the energy management system that I teach my clients and students and I use every day, you know, for myself.
Wow. Well, okay. I love that. So, you know, you replaced your corporate income as a spiritual business and life coach 22 years ago when things weren't really going well with you. That's really good. I'd like to get to the how-to that happened because I know a lot of people want to know the how-tos.
Sure. Well, you know, Ken, it started with me being guided in meditation to create what I call a partnership agreement with my higher guidance. So, you know, people can call it.
Can I pause you for a second? What does it mean to be guided in meditation? Some people are going like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, that's a good, you know, it means different things to different people. But for me, you know, I would ask for solutions, you know, I would ask for help. And then I would go into a meditative state, really just trying to quiet my thoughts. And sometimes I just would focus in on like a dripping of a faucet or something, you know, anything to just sort of quiet my thoughts. And then I would just, after the meditation, sometimes during the meditation, I would just sort of get these ideas. I think of them like divine downloads. It just sort of something would be downloaded, like an idea, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe after meditation, something would be downloaded. And I would just start writing it out. And so as I opened that kind of that channel way, I think of, as I opened that more and more, I started to trust those things that I started to get in that meditation or right after the meditation. And And so I would get, you know, ideas, or I would get processes, or like I call them divine descriptions, you know. And at first, I mean, it was kind of like, this is crazy. I mean, really? But I would apply it. And then just like Lisa was saying, you know, things would change. So it was kind of like the proof is in the pudding, you know. You really have to, you have to trust that. And you have to have the courage to say, okay, yeah, I'm gonna trust this information I'm getting. So that's what I mean.
That's really good. Well, I think that there is, you know, it's kind of interesting because I meditate for years and I didn't necessarily know what a download was.
Yeah.
And it was that, you know, it's just, it's a thought that comes through that wasn't there before, that is something that opens up possibility in our life.
Sure.
And it's not something that, you know, we're not sitting in meditation trying to think, you know, we're not, that's not meditation really. We're, you know, what we're trying to do is still our minds and quiet our minds and go deep within. And that's where all of a sudden, boom, it drops in, like you said. I love that.
Well, you know, Lisa was just talking about that when, you know, she didn't have a $20,000 match person the day before, and she wakes up and she just gets this idea, you know, to call someone. So I thought that was very powerful.
That's
she
really
was
good.
Exhibiting that.
You know, for me, I got myself to a place where I was grateful every day. And I was grateful and grateful and grateful. This is when I was really struggling. I had run out of money. I was estranged from my wife and, you know, things like that. And estranged from my children. I got to a point where I was just sick and tired of being grateful. Have you ever got to that point, and how do you get out of it?
Well, that's a really good, that's a very interesting question. I want to go back just for a second, because it is important. You're telling me about, we were talking about divine downloads, but one thing that is really crucial, I believe, and I did get in, you know, kind of a download way, was to create a partnership agreement with my higher guidance. And I just want to go back to that, because I think that that does cover this as well. You know, there's no wrong or right way to do a partnership agreement. But when you formally write down, I am now partnering with, you know, God, Spirit, Source in my life, in my work, you know, here's all the things I want to create. Here's why I want to create it. Here's what I'm going to do with that money, that time, you know, and here's what I need support on. You know, I need the money. I need the contacts. I need, you know, the people. Something incredibly powerful happens, and I cannot explain what happens when you set that in motion, but it's the first thing I recommend for every person I work with, in all of our programs. It's number one, create a partnership agreement, because we can't do this by ourselves. You know, when we're trying to do life, a business, you know, a health challenge, anything by ourselves, we are just cast adrift. But when we are really partnered in that way, we're going to be able to get through anything. We're going to, you know, somehow, some way, things are going to work out. It's just incredible. It sounds so simple, but I want to encourage every person that's listening to do it.
Well, I can assure you that I've made pacts with the divine in ways that were profound, and everything changed for me. So I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm totally agreeing with it. And it's just one of the principles that you teach. You have so many in your courses, and I know that. So, you know, and you and I have talked about so many people that we may have a heart-centered connection to, you know, with their people, with their products, their services, and that type of thing. You know, I guess I want to get to... can you say more about what you've experienced maybe with, you know, in this industry with, you know, Black Fridays here, you know, products and services and everything that's out there? And how do you find the right ones for you? I guess that's where I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, you know, when I, you know, so many people are really feeling like they want to do something, even if they're working like part-time, that really just is their passion. You know, they want to help people. Maybe they had a divorce and they want to help people through that. And, you know, I really support people to be able to create heart-centered businesses, you know, through their passion, kind of like their, you know, the pain is their purpose. And really what I hear from most people is, you know, how do I do that in a way that it feels really authentic and feels really connected? And this really is part of how I replaced my corporate income in 3 months. Is I always say to people, you know, you've got to make a shift from selling to serving. And that's a big energy shift. You know, when we think about selling, and think about the energy of selling, you know, selling is having an agenda. Selling is pushy. Selling is, you know, whenever we think about just the idea of selling, you know, most people have that activated.
Well, but, listen. I got to interrupt you here because I do have to take a break.
Sure.
But let's hold that thought. Okay, we're going to talk about, the difference between selling the service and take this a deeper sure. dive in this, Sharon, when we get back. So I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world, and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to WasabiPublicity.com. That's WasabiPublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Our show today is called The Courage to Embrace Gratitude. And I'm really grateful in my life. Last week, I had my latest book that I've been working on for 6 years. It's a 440-page book called The Courage to Change Everything. It's helped me change everything, writing that book. It showed up on my doorstep. I brought it into my living room, one book. I sat on the couch and I just started to cry. I just felt the joy of having this book finally into the world. It's there's been a lot that has gone through, to get that book in the world. And I want to just tell you, if you're a person that wants to learn how to expand what's possible, maybe increase your courage, change your destiny, and achieve some extraordinary things in your life that you haven't been able to achieve up to now, this book will really help you do it. It's delivered in bite-sized pieces, so you only have to spend about 10 minutes a day. It's designed for the busy person like we all are, but 10 minutes a day reprogramming your thinking, tuning into your courage, being able to tap into proven wealth strategies to help you grow your life, grow your business, grow everything. So I hope you'll check it out, CourageToChange.us. Again, CourageToChange.us. Right now on the line with me here is Sharon Wilson. She's a certified spiritual counselor, co-author of Intentional Change, Living an Extraordinary Life, Coaching with Spirit, and Life Lessons for Mastering the Law of Attraction with Jack Canfield. Sharon, we're talking about service and selling and success through success.
Let's talk about that. Well, you know, one of the things we were talking about is, and people often say, you know, hey, you know, how do I really bring in, how do I get clients and customers? You know, that whole energy feels real, like, how do I lasso them in? How do I get them? And, you know, in my experience, you know, the way to really do that authentically and really with results beyond logic is to shift from selling to serving, shift that energy within us. And we were talking before the break about, you know, the energy of selling and how that's pushing. And serving is about being detached. Serving is about the highest good for all. So, you know, to be able to shift into that paradigm, I suggest people, first identify, you know, the beliefs that are serving you about the idea of selling, and then one core belief that's not serving you about selling. I call this an energy blueprint. And so I really recommend people first surface that up because, you know, Ken, it's so important to find out what's going on underneath, as you know. And if people really want to attract people that really are a match for what they have, you know, they first got to see what are those beliefs and patterns that are really activated underneath. So that's one of the first things.
I really like that, Sharon. And you know, I know for real change to take place, we got to change mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and energetically. And so I want to go back to the energetic blueprint. Talk to me a little bit about what that is. What does that mean?
Sure. So, you know, what happens is no matter what we want to accomplish, you know, we have beliefs that are serving us and we have beliefs that are not serving us, really, no matter what. If I'm going to clean the basement, if I'm whatever I'm going to do, I believe serving and belief not serving. And most of the times what we do is we run off, we get our action plans, we get everything lined up, but we don't really look at, well, what is that, what I call an energy blueprint, which is the beliefs, the patterns, the behaviors that are serving me. And what are those that are not serving me? Because we want to celebrate the ones that are serving me, right? Want to really look for the evidences of that and amp those up. But I really want to recognize, well, what are those that are not serving me? So I can make a shift in those. I can kind of bring them into the light. That's what I mean by an energy.
Okay, I love that. And you know, one of the things that I get, it's let's say, you know, you have something that you need to do in your business, for instance, okay? And you just don't like doing that, right?
Right.
So you have a choice to feel miserable, or you have another choice to go to choose, you know what, I'm going to celebrate. I love what you said. I'm going to celebrate the opportunity to get to do X, Y, Z that I don't like to do. But I'm going to feel good about it because I can feel miserable or I can celebrate it. Is that what we're talking about here?
Sure. Like, let's say, you know, you don't want to respond to email, you know, so you can look at an energy blueprint and say, well, what are the beliefs that serve me about email, you know, and doing this email? What are the things that serve me? Well, this is the way I'm going to connect with people, you know, so you activate that energy.
I love that. Okay.
Right?
So listen,
right?
I want to switch gears now.
Sure.
I want to talk about soul clients and customers. Nobody's talking about soul clients. What's a soul client? I love that.
Well, you know, this is really funny because, again, it was another thing when I was first starting out and I did my partnership agreement. And part of that partnership agreement was opening up the two-way communication. And that was through journaling, asking questions, meditation, you know, visualization. But I would get these downloads. So in the very beginning, you know, I was, you know, writing and asking, like, you know, well, how do I attract people? I have a newborn baby. I can't go out and do the stuff you normally do. And it was really given to me in meditation that, you know, you don't have to feel like you have to go out and get clients and customers. The idea was given to me that there are already clients and customers that are here that are already called for us to serve. They're energy marked for you. They're just waiting to get into any vibrational proximity anywhere around you, and they get activated. So that takes a lot of pressure off of us.
Well, you know, I have to say that I find that absolutely accurate in my life. And it's very bizarre, but it's like and this has happened for the last 24 years as a business strategist and as a life coach. The right people seem to just show up waiting for me to coach them. It's bizarre.
Right.
And you know, and I guess the flip side is they're waiting for me to be their coach, because these people over the years have taught me tremendous amounts. And of course, I've contributed back in their life. So I think there's a lot to that. How do we find those soul clients?
Well, I want to go back to the energy blueprint, because once we identify like a belief that's not serving us, like say a belief is, well, I just don't want to feel pushy when it comes to selling. So that's when you apply what I call being grateful in advance. It's the concept of being grateful in advance for something shifting. And so when you have that belief that's not serving you, to apply being grateful in advance before it's happened. So, you know, you can be writing down, well, I'm grateful in advance that the right people just show up. I'm grateful in advance that I feel more peace no matter what's happening. I'm grateful in advance. There's something so powerful about being grateful in advance, because when we focus for just 1 minute on the power of gratitude, it activates cellular and neural energies that then attract another like thought. And so we're like on a positive energy roll then. You know, you can get on a negative energy roll, you get on a positive energy roll, but then you're in a positive energy roll. And the more you do that, the more you'll dissipate that belief that's not serving you. It'll just get starved off. The energy won't be there to feed it.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I know that you have something, a gift for my listeners, which is very cool. So you want to talk a little bit about that, how to attract their soul clients and customers?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, great. Well, people can go to coachingfromspirit.com/courage. That's coachingfromspirit.com/courage. And I created a webinar training to help people to have conversations more easily to offer their products and programs and services. It can work in any industry. I've taught it to over 250 different industries. It works for any of them. And people learn the exact process I was given in a meditation and download to replace my corporate income in just 3 months when I started 22 years ago. And it's continued to bless me and all those I've taught it to with really miracles. And I walk folks through it right on the webinar. They get a template to start to use it right after the webinar. So it's a training that, you know, people paid $497 to attend when I did it live. So people can go to coachingfromspirit.com/courage.
Well, you know what? I love that. I'd love to also put that up in our resource page for the next 12 months or so, if you want.
Oh,
we
awesome.
Can do that too. So we'll connect our assistants after the phone and after the interview, and then we'll get this going. Sharon, I only have a few minutes left, but I have some deep questions I want to ask you, because listen,
sure.
You've accomplished so much in your life and you've helped so many people to really step into their brilliance, their greatness. And I know it hasn't been without challenges and mistakes along the way. What do you think your greatest mistake has been, and how did you learn from that? Or what did you learn?
You know, there have been so many mistakes that, you know, and so
right,
many challenges.
It's
hard to pick one. I would say, you know, probably the biggest mistake I've ever made is really to just let worry overcome me, and to get into, you know, the what if, and go down this path of in the future. I like to think of it being as a future catastrophizer. And I was like that a lot in the very beginning of my business. Like, well, what if this doesn't work? And what if I can't do this? And what if I can't do that? And, you know, to me, if I just really would have let myself realize and earlier on to have the trust and to have the courage to trust that things are always working out for me, that things are always working out for all of us, even when they don't seem like they're working out. And that could be applied to pretty much anything tangible I could ever say was a mistake, because that really was the answer. It's about really trusting that we're not in this by ourselves. We're not alone. And I think that that's the most important thing, that no matter what's happened in my life and all experiences, activating that is the solution to any of those things. And seeing that no matter what happened, good absolutely will come out of everything. Even if you don't see it, it's really acknowledging over and over, I don't know how this is going to work out, but it will, and good will come out of it somehow.
You know, when I think of individuals that really want to change and grow and develop, like I was when I first started on this path, I really had one focus, and that was to get to know God. That was my focus.
Sure.
And I'm wondering, like, what do you think the focus needs to be for people to shift into their brilliance, into their greatness, into stepping into who they really are? What do you think?
Yeah, I think so often, you know, when we say get to know God, or, you know, we just don't feel worthy. We don't feel worthy of this connection. And that's the thing, is just to bring it down to a very practical, that whatever you see as God or higher power is right there, right with you, your friend, your brother, your sister. It's this energy that wants to be personal with you, wants to be, you know, connected. every moment. So it's a daily connection. It's not just, oh, in the morning I do something and I connect and I read my Bible or I read my, you know, affirmations or whatever it is that people do. It doesn't matter. It's all through the day, that connection. You know, hey, thank you for this beautiful sunset. Hey, thank you. Hey, you know, I'd love to find my keys. I mean, whatever it is, you know, it's the smallest of things. It's the largest of things. And I think when we really incorporate that as a relationship, when we allow ourselves to have a relationship, that's when everything changes, because we can get through anything and we can be or do or have anything.
That's really good, Sharon. And who have you become as a result of all the work that you've done?
You know, I'm a work in progress. So I just think I'm becoming whatever the next iteration of my next best self is and my next best service is. I love what Oprah said, and I think Maya Angelou has said it to her, you know, that we do our best with the knowledge, information, that we have at the time. And when we know better, we do better. So I just think we're always a work in progress. And I think that, you know, what it's brought me to come to understand is that I'm always moving towards the next iteration. And when we really focus in on serving, you know, and say, you know, this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve in the highest possible way, myself, others, you know, then it isn't just about our own journey. It's about us supporting and uplifting everyone on their journeys as well.
I love that. I love that. That's really great. All right. So listen, tell them again where they can get the information that about you, and let's do that.
Awesome. So we've got this webinar that I did to really support you to be more successful in creating or expanding a heart-centered business. Just go to coachingfromspirit.com/courage.
Awesome. And listen, Sharon, if somebody wanted to reach out to you and maybe even work with you, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can email me directly at SharonWilson@coachingfromspirit.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, listen, final thoughts, Sharon. Listen, if you had a megaphone, which you have right now, to tell the whole world one thing, what would it be?
Well, I put it in we're going to be sending it out in our e-zine, but I really would love for us all, because it's Thanksgiving, to just join our energy together and be grateful in advance for the world that we want to create, to see the world, you know, be grateful in advance that there's no wars, there's no disease, that everyone is doing work they love, grateful in advance. If we all join together and hold the vision of the world we really can create, then we will create it. Even in the midst of what might look like is not going great, we will all join together in that powerful mastermind energy, and we will create it easier than we could by focusing in on what we want to create and being grateful in advance.
I love that. Well, Sharon Wilson, thank you so much for being on Voices of Courage. I appreciate you, and I thank you for being here. And I hope you can have continued success in getting the message that your message is in the world, because they're messages that uplift all of us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken. I'm so grateful in advance for your book being a New York Times bestseller.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful in advance for the same thing. I'm grateful in advance that it's selling millions of copies around
the world. I'm grateful in advance.
I'm more than that, though. I'm grateful in advance that it helps people to Absolutely. Change the way they perceive themselves, they perceive the world, that they can step into their power, that they can awaken their own inner brilliance and really become who they were meant to be. That's my hope for that book, and that's my hope for all of you. So Absolutely. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in today, Voices of Courage. Please let your friends and family and associates know about us. Again, you can find us at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. And if you tell Cortana or Alexa or Siri to play Voices of Courage podcast, you will find us. It'll come right up and play. Or you can Google us, Voices of Courage or Voices of Courage podcast. We're right there too. So I hope this Thanksgiving is filled with much joy and happiness and gratitude for you. And until we meet again, have a blessed life.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.